Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. Thank you so much for being here. Today is an amazingly auspicious day. The energy is super powerful. It's Lion's Gate today. The Lion's Gate energies are flooding and flowing in here for all of us to assimilate. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being here in the energy of the community, in the collectiveness. The Wisdom of the Ancient series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, what was once remembered, and is coming through now, knocking on our door. Ancient practices, ancient knowledge and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, dimensions, and realms too. Ancient also means remembering our own core, our own true self, our pure self, the greatest version of ourselves that we can be, our higher selves. So in this series of vessels of love, light, and service, may we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us, especially on this incredibly auspicious day. It's so auspicious and poignant that we are here gathered today during this Lion's Gate time. Let us all become a true offering and do our part to raise the collective consciousness of all beings in all realms. And right now, we call on the Lion's Gate energies. We call on the ancient ones to support us today, to open our hearts so that the messages that we are receiving resonate and are felt. Let me introduce our next guest to you. I'm excited, very excited. Crystal Hughes is a multidimensional visionary, medium, and multisensory energetic intuitive known as the spiritual trainer to the stars, specializing in energetic healing and rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. We are always in awe because of Crystal's lightning-fast and laser-focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue. She pinpoints it immediately. So I'm not done introducing her yet, but star two to raise your hand because many, many of you have had the blessing of having a reading from Crystal. It's really a wonderful experience, and she's so fast and so accurate. If you haven't had a chance or you don't know Crystal, if you know there's a lot of you that have come in from other communities, welcome, and star two to raise your hand or put your question in the question box. Crystal's work has broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitations as well as channels of communication. The Academy for the Soul was born through Crystal Hughes as the online school for intuitive arts. Crystal's purpose is to channel and shine light into the world and to operate as a conduit of divine truth, working with people as they identify and develop their gifts and step into their purpose work. The Academy for the Soul helps people discover their and develop their intuitive gifts and then share those gifts with the world as an offering. As an international leader in her field, she frequently speaks on various topics such as energy medicine, the power of the mind to manifest, human consciousness, health and healing, spirituality, and relationship strategies. So it gives me the utmost pleasure to welcome Crystal to the show. Welcome, Crystal.
Hello. Hi, everyone. What a pleasure to be here. It sounds like I'm in the right place if we're talking about the wisdom of the ancients with what we've got today with Divine Lakshmi. So what a great time as well to gather around and to be open to the possibilities that are flowing in to this environment, this container that we've created today. And thank you, Ian, for having me on such a beautiful, magnificent platform that really reaches out. You know, I can feel the extension of this platform and this community that you've created, and it feels so strong and so powerful and so beautiful and brilliant. So it's my pleasure to be here today with all of you. Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Of course, absolutely. It's wonderful to have you here. Crystal is going to be talking about awakening the ancient secrets of your prosperity path. Jai Mahalakshmi. So what you will experience during the call, you will learn how to light up your life with the purest heart essence of luxury and opulence in the universe. You'll be able to shift out of the masculine mind into the feminine playground of infinite possibility to manifest. You'll discover the mystical meaning of your body as a temple so you can embody rich rewards in life And also you'll understand how to access the concealed vibration of the universe that will have you unlock your luck. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Crystal will be taking live questions and doing her famous live laser fast intuitive readings on your number one block to prosperity and Lakshmi's light. So what is your number one block to prosperity and Lakshmi's light? So that's the question you'll be asking Crystal. So again, star two to raise your hand on the phone or enter your question in the question box, and we'll get to as many as we can. So, wow, let's go ahead and get started. We've got an amazing show going here. So, Crystal, tell us, who is Lakshmi as a being?
Ooh, yes, who is Lakshmi? Well, let's go ahead and just open our hearts to that energy, right? Open our hearts right now to just feeling into that specific vibration. You know, the ancients didn't see money or prosperity or abundance in the way that we do, right? They saw the connections with things as bringing prosperity. So it wasn't just money, what we could use to buy something or get something. It was actually the vibrational connections that brought prosperity. So relationships with people, with land, with animals, with divine light beings. Lakshmi is the pulsation behind all of creation that dances life into the world. She is, if you will, the master strategist that makes the connections in the world. So she connects you with the divine within your heart. She'll connect you with people that support you, that love you, that adore you. She brings about the circumstances that have you in a windfall of abundance of money and blessings. Lakshmi is the vibration of the allness, the sensation of prosperity and wealth, this continuous flow of light, unlocking the body to become a lighthouse of luminous vitality. She is what we know as the splendor of existence, and that light that will literally turn you on, activating your intuitive, intelligent being.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So what does Lakshmi, what does Lakshmi stand for?
Well, you know, as I said, this vibration of luminosity that is ever present. You see, it's ever creating. She stands for not only prosperity and wealth, but she stands for bringing beauty into the world. Right? If you are in the awe of the beauty of nature, you are in the Lakshmi vibration. Lakshmi is also grace. She, remember, is the one that makes that last little connection that you need so that, you know, the book that you've just written gets out there into the world. Or, you know, you take the elevator where you meet your beloved. Do you see? She is the grace and the timing of all things in creation, moving and being brought into form. She's also the dance of exhilaration, right? The pulse and the rhythm of life that you feel as radiant health. And she allows that energy of consciousness, of truth, the truth of who you are as worthy, to be realized by your own self. When you are in the energy of Lakshmi, you feel within yourself how beautiful you are, how wealthy you are. There's a sense of gratitude in your body and being.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I love that you mentioned that you're in the vibration of Lakshmi when you're out in nature, because so much around what we've been speaking about over the last few weeks has been vibration. So how about yourself? How have you come to know Lakshmi as a vibration?
I'm very fortunate. You know, I in 2006, I met a beautiful Mahatma, which is an ancient soul. And this ancient soul, Mata Amritanandamayi Devi, the hugging saint, many of you might know her as Amma, and she travels all over the world. She's hugged how many? I don't know, 35 million or more people. But it's not just a hug, it's an infusion. It's an infusion of this Lakshmi light. It's an infusion of this energy of awakening your own being. And when I connected with Amma in 2006, I was bestowed a spiritual name by her in which she looks deep within your being. And then she gives you the name that draws your being out so it is available, so it is present for you and for the world. And the name that Amma gave me is Sri Kripa, Sri Kripa. And Sri really is this vibrational frequency of Goddess Lakshmi. And that vibrational essence started moving and working within me during that time. And as we look at this, we see that Lakshmi as prosperity is Sri, but Kripa is grace. So goddess of grace. So Amma was sharing that I come through the lineage of Lakshmi, which really since 2006 had kind of ignited within me the spiritual freedom. You know, I stopped having to, you know, be restless in who I was. I started coming into a deeper place of understanding with this Lakshmi light energy of who I was. So I didn't have that restlessness. I wasn't in the waiting anymore. I didn't have that deep level of, you know, want and need that is that shadow side. But I started to move with this kind of harmonious becoming. I started really tapping into the pleasure of life as joy and happiness. And what I mean by that is a sense of completeness within myself. I actually became that which I was yearning for, became the love that I was yearning for, became even the praise that I was yearning for, right? So sometimes we go through life and we want that acknowledgement. We want that praise. And always as a little girl, I always wanted my dad to, you know, to love me. And I was always this good little girl doing everything to receive that praise. But the reality is when this energy came into my world and I started beginning to just tap into it, I could feel the sense of wholeness within myself. And during that time, as I was volunteering for Amma's organization, I was put in charge of the pujas. And the pujas are the sacred rituals. And so with these sacred rituals, one of them was a puja to draw in the vibration of prosperity and wealth. It was dedicated to Lakshmi as this beautiful being. And as I was sitting in the space of the puja, I was suddenly kind of carried away and I started feeling an essence of golden light, shimmering light that was penetrating, opening my cells, unlocking me. And in the moment, all of a sudden, I was seeing my whole being filled with the lotus flowers. And these lotus flowers were moving and opening and dancing in the energy channels, right? Within my meridians and my body, there was a stream of lotuses, if you will, like a necklace of these little lotus stars. Right? And I could feel the energy coming in and moving out, and I wasn't this kind of solid human body. I had expanded. And in that moment, I understood that that was the essence of Lakshmi, this purple and golden light, this essence of Lakshmi within me. And it spurred me into a deeper place of bhakti, into life as devotion to Divine Mother and Divine Father. And I was doing my mantra practice, calling forth the energies and tapping into the power of the bliss. You know, we know that we feel very often, and we've heard Shakti, the effulgence beyond all name and form. But when we see that Shri and Lakshmi is tapping into the power and the bliss of the essence that ignites form, do you see? It's the pulsation before form comes into even a state of possibility. So as we are ignited by Lakshmi, we bring our dreams into manifestation. We become the essence of the pulsation, the splendor of the light that begins to illuminate our higher self dreams, our supreme being self dreams into manifestation. We become the embodiment of abundance.
Wow. Magnificent, I think.
Yes. Oh,
magnificent.
Right?
Ooh. Wow, the pulsation before form takes place. Mm-hmm. Wow. Powerful. Wow, beautiful sharing, just so beautiful. What about the rest of us? Those who maybe have a harder time embodying or receiving this vibration in our own lives, in our own beings.
Sure. It's very real. We don't want to jump to Lakshmi light without making our body a vessel. Do you see? We want to create a vessel for Lakshmi to want to enter in. Of course, we want to make our whole life and our home and everything, you know, a place where Lakshmi wants to be. One of the things that gets in the way, that doesn't allow us to receive this vibration of Lakshmi, is desperation energy. Do you see? Desperation energy has this connotation of lack, in which we don't know ourselves as worthy. It distorts reality to conform to a lie. That's what happens, do you see? When you get in desperation, you're usually unconscious of it. We don't go around saying, oh, I'm so desperate. But energetically, others can feel when a person goes into desperation. And what's the first thing they want to tell them? Okay, calm down. You know, calm down, relax just a little bit. You know, you're not a desperate person. And the truth is when we get into desperation as the shadow, and I call them the shades and shadows, when we're in the shades and shadows of desperation and we're lurking in there, we can't find our way to the absolute truth and the essence of our being as luminous dancing light. We don't feel worthy. And so everything becomes a lie. In our environment, reality seems to be taking things from us. People seem to be taking advantage of us. The divine seems to be holding things back. How come I can't have that and she's got it? How come I can't find my beloved, but they have this beautiful, loving relationship? Do you see? So it distorts everything instead of becoming that. Also, Lakshmi told me we have to watch out for discriminating energies. So when we're not living in wholeness, when we instead are fractured off and we see life through the lens of separation consciousness, we have to watch out this whole thing of taking claim over things like, you know, it's mine. I mean, think about when you're a little kid. You know, it's like, you know, Ian, I'm sure at some point it was like, you know, grabbing your little car, like it's mine. Or, you know, when we take claim over things and we don't want to share it with others, right? We're like hovering over this new present that we just got. And it's like, it's mine and I don't want anyone to take it. Instead, if we see that we're all sharing in the delight of the divine, that there is that abundance, there is that flow, and that truly we can go anywhere. You know, when we're in the light of divinity and we're in Lakshmi vibration, people will give us things as offerings of generosity no matter where we go. We will have people and beings literally bestowing many blessings on us consistently. because we truly are in that place of recognizing the wholeness of ourselves and the wholeness of creation. Lakshmi doesn't like to delineate. She's always ever moving. She's always ever growing. It's like the tree doesn't stay a sapling. It keeps growing. And doesn't it transform? Doesn't it become this beautiful being? So we are always ever growing and flowing in the light of Lakshmi. When we deny that Lakshmi flow or Shakti, the life force, right? What happens is it leads to overindulgence. We overindulge in the eternal. Now, I want you to really get this. It's a strange thing. Instead of living according to what lies within us, suddenly we're compelled to, and it leads us to kind of destroy and devour ourselves. And what's happening is that we become very dry. Internally, we become very dry. So a strange way of looking at this, right, is when we're overindulgent and we saturate and saturate and saturate ourselves, what's happening is we're filling ourselves up with stuff. We're filling ourselves so nothing's able to then flow in. How many of you have a garage full of stuff? Do you see what I'm saying? There's no space. How many of you have bellies when you eat? You stuff yourself. There's no way Lakshmi can get in and even serve you to break down the food, right? To transmute. And so we have to be observant in how much we're filling ourselves with things, and they push out the light of the divine, and especially Lakshmi. We can't allow ourselves to be in that state because it actually causes a lot of dryness, the fullness and the dryness. Do you see? Instead, we need to be in kind of a rich, lush environment. When you go to a rich, lush forest, do you not feel that sensation of abundance in that space? And do you feel that there is space to flow within that area, within that environment? So we're not looking to possess everything. We need to learn how to tap into in the moment when we need that and to draw it forth. So denying that we have a vital part of our being that is lightness, our connection to the web of life will wane. We will not feel connected. We won't feel life force coming in. Also, there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of chaos and a sense of powerlessness that flows through. You know, people are disoriented right now. They don't know what to do. There's a sense of being, you know, directionless. We don't know, where do I go? A lot of people come to me and there's a lot of confusion, right? So much is happening in the world. What do I do? Well, one of the things is that when you are conditioned by the mind experiences, you're restricted. You're restricted. So again, you're looking at the world, and what are you looking at? What are you focusing on? Because you and your reality is not the world. Your reality is an internal vibrational experience, which then prompts you, Lakshmi prompts you to make an offering to the world. And sometimes that offering is going to be community service. It's going to be creating a nonprofit organization. It's going to be saying hello to that person. It's going to be, you know, offering to the person that's in front of you at the counter trying to pay and they don't have enough change. You're going to be able to say, look, here's an extra 65 cents. You know, in those moments where you are focused on being the offering instead of allowing the illusion to overtake you, you will be in the vibration of Lakshmi. The energies will flow through you. And we also have to watch out from, you know, being exhausted, right? So when the mind lets go of resistance, when the mind starts, and I'm talking about the lower mind moving to higher mind realities, right? We start to allow ourselves to not be so exhausted with what's confronting us. Instead, we tap into the most creative life force, right? We tap into the ocean of infinite possibilities. And we start to say, you know, in this moment, what is the greatest possibility for me as an offering to be in this experience? What is the greatest possibility for your being? And when you're in that, now you're contributing. And when you contribute, guess what happens? Lakshmi looks upon you. Lakshmi gazes upon you. You see? So overcoming this sense of lack and desperation and limitation, all very important. Instead, we need to focus inside. There's a whole world inside of us, you see, and we want to be in that experience.
Oh, yes, 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 we do. Tapping into the ocean of infinite possibilities. Again, just magnificent. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much. I can just feel the resonance, not only within myself, but I can feel the resonance in the collective energy of the community. And right now, Crystal, we have so many people who are really just want to ask you a question. And so I'm going to turn the attention to the phones. And we're going to switch now. So star two to raise your hand or go ahead and put your question in the question box. And again, there are so many of you. And so we say this, if we're not able to get to your specific question, remember that the divine uses others to work through, the divine works through others to reach you as well. So the answers are for the benefit of the collective. And so what I'd like you to do is when you get Crystal on the phone, just tell her your name. Hi, it's so-and-so. It's Ian. And what is my number one block to receiving prosperity and Lakshmi's light? And then if Crystal has further questions or needs clarity, which she probably won't, but she might ask you. But let's just do that. So we can really try to get to as many of you as we can. Am I skipping words? I guess I am. Okay. All right. I don't take myself too seriously. Let's go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, possibly Alana. Hello.
Hi. Yes, it is Alana.
Hi, Alana.
Alana. Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
We've spoken before.
Yes. Thank you. So, what is my number one block to receiving prosperity and Lakshmi's light?
Yes, thank you. So, as I do these readings, I'm going to be going in. I want to have your higher self inform you of the blockage, right? So that you know where to go, what to work on, okay? So,
okay.
One of the things that I'm seeing is a past life experience. It is 28 past lives ago, and it's an experience where you were actually alienated. You were alienated from those that you love. And I see you being taken out or having to leave the village that you're in. So this feeling of alienation, it actually has a sense of nobody's there for me, right? And it's starting to disrupt and disturb the heart chakra and the vibration because you're really yearning for that sense of loving connection, right? A sense of tenderness, of wrapping around you, of adoration, and also the strength of the arms wrapped around you, that support in that container, okay? So I want you to work on clearing and releasing that sense of alienation and instead rework that whole image that was just shown to you and start to feel as if you have the energies around you, the people that are holding you, adoring you, and loving you, okay? And that's going to help to shift the heart so that you can let the Lakshmi light in.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Alana.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, much love. Okay, let's go to, I have to go to Casablanca, Morocco. Casablanca, Morocco. There's, I think it's Dahlia.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Perfectly. Hi. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you like a reading?
Yeah, so I can see the vision, and I know what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually between Morocco and the U.S., and I'm at the moment in Morocco, and the vision is quite big, and it's involving different people, but it's like on and off, on and off. Mm. So there is something subconsciously that is like, I don't like the word block, because but it's something that I'm stopping me somehow.
Yeah. Okay, well, whatever you want to call it, right? Higher self is actually showing that there's a level of doubt that brings about uncertainty. And what I'm seeing is wrapped around your legs. It's almost as if you've got this rope wrapped around your legs. It allows you to take a short, kind of small step forward, right? You gain a short amount of ground when you move, but it's not like you're free and flowing. The divine wants you to really be almost like in a full gallop, you know, like I'm just seeing this kind of free flowing and powerful presence within your being, right? So what we have to do is we have to look at where that sense is of kind of being held down in doubt, which creates that uncertainty. So let me just take a look here. So it's before birth. It's a genealogical issue, and it's on your father's side. Genealogically, we're looking at, it looks like 29 generations ago. Okay, so you're going to need to do some timeline and work on clearing that uncertainty because it's flowing down into you. Okay, get that clear so you can be free and really moving forward at that high, kind of faster pace.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
Thanks, Dahlia.
Is that included in the session? Like if I sign
up? Yes, way more is included too, but absolutely.
Awesome.
It's very thorough.
So
yeah. Uh-huh.
Thanks, Dahlia. Okay, beautiful. Okay, so let's go to Blountville, Tennessee. Sorry if I pronounced it wrong, but Blountville, Tennessee. Where'd you go? You jumped. Wait a minute. There you are. Okay. All right. 4000, the last 4 digits of your phone number. Tennessee, Blountville, you're on live.
Hi, this is Renee.
Hi.
Renee,
how are you?
I'm fine. I'd like to know what my block is.
Sure.
I have been wanting to start a nonprofit, but I'm unemployed right now, so I need something to kind of tie me over until I can make that connection.
What higher self is talking about is some kind of authoritative energy, condescending energy, right? It's like someone's above you, but you're not enough. Okay, so you're good, but you're not enough for greatness. There's limitation placed upon that by someone else that was trying to make them, because they were insecure, trying to make themselves bigger. Do you see? And so this kind of battle, I'm seeing this little battle within your own being of like, am I enough, right? Can I really do this? So let me just check to see when this was. It's a genealogical issue on your mom's side 5 generations ago. Okay, so make sure you get that, heal that, clear that, so that you can really come into this place of feeling a level of strength, a level of, reliability within your own self, so you can have certainty. For you, it's important to have direction and certainty. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so
much. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, Renee. Much love. Okay, let's go to Fort St. John, B.C. We go up to Canada. So Fort St. John, B.C., you're on live.
Hi, it's Sherry. I would love to know what my number one block to prosperity and Lakshmi light is.
Yeah, so what's happening for you is there's actually a level within your body of like almost complaining or being attached to complaining, okay? I see it in the womb. That's the originating point, right? And with this whole idea of complaining, remember again, it's taking what is contrasting and amplifying that. And then what happens is it starts to bring the vibration down. Evidently, mom was holding within her, and I don't want to blame mom, but in the womb, So what I'm going to do is I want to see if this thread goes to mothers or fathers specifically and where that started. So in the womb. Okay, it's father's line, actually. Seven generations back. Seven generations back on your father's line, okay? So make sure you clear it all the way from seven generations back through the womb and bring it into your body so that there isn't that. I'm literally seeing it as a ball stuck inside of you, okay? So that whole contrasting and letting the vibration go down instead of keeping it up and constant, okay?
Okay, thank you
Beautiful.
Very much.
Yeah,
thanks, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Much love. Thanks for calling in. Beautiful. All right, let's go to the web, and lots of questions. Okay, so let's go to Scotland. Caroline in Scotland, what is blocking me from following my true path?
There's reprimanding energy of not doing it right, okay? So this whole thing of you're not doing it right and energy kind of coming back and slapping you, okay, slapping you down. Let's see when that was created. Okay, it's a past life experience, three past lives ago, right? So instead of, you know, doing it wrong, really when you tap into Lakshmi, there's just an unlimited, whoa, you know, how can I really be in the expression of the art, right? Each one of us has this unique kind of, you know, makeup. And when the energy of Lakshmi flows through you, your piece of art is going to be so different from the person standing next to you. Okay, so release that sense of judgment on yourself of having to do it right or, you know, be a perfectionist, okay? So, again, clear that out of the past life. Allow yourself to be set free and come to life.
Thank you. All right, staying in Europe, Damien from Poland. Hello there. What would be an abundance block for me?
Yes. Okay. So tapping in here, what we're looking at is just fear. There's some deep fear that I'm seeing that's located in the sacral chakra. And it's almost like a fear of messing it up, you know, that you're not going to do it in a way that is going to come to success. Okay. So there's doubt and there's fear in the sacral chakra. Let's just see where that first started. There is a persona. So I want you to make sure that you pull the aspect out and work on the aspect. But it originated before birth. It's a past life. It's 38 past lives ago. And what I'm seeing is you building some structure, building something, and it didn't function in the way that it was supposed to. And I actually see people in the community kind of gathering around and laughing. So there's also a sense of embarrassment that comes with this, okay? Somehow you're going to mess it up, you see? So that's preventing you from really fully embodying your potential.
Mm. Yeah, so, you know, this is something that's carried forward, Crystal, into the present incarnation. So, you know, for people who might not have worked with you or done the timeline or, you know, if you can just explain. So what you're explaining is something that happened in the past that continues to show up and manifest in some form in the physical in this present lifetime.
It does. And so the contributing factors could be, you know, an issue that's unresolved from a past life, a lesson that wasn't quite learned, or it could be a genealogical issue where you've actually kind of taken on that karmic tag and you've had it downloaded, so to speak, into your body, into your subconscious, and you're needing to come to resolution with that experience, whether it's yours or someone from a past life family or, you know, your current genealogical family. So what we're doing is we're basically saying, look, that's where the illusion was created, where you fractured off from the divine and you stopped knowing your true self as this whole being. And so now what you're doing is you're going to shift that energy, right? You're going to go in and you're going to start to shift that energy.
Okay, thank you. So speaking about someone else's energy, so Marie, I guess, from Roseland. Hello, Ian and Crystal. I'm buzzing here as you're speaking. So definitely there's resonance and vibration there. Thank you so much for the imparting of this wisdom. Please share my number one block. It feels as if as if part of this may be someone else's energy.
Yeah, there's jealousy. Do you see? There's jealousy that I picked up on you immediately. And we do have to watch out for this because, you guys, the evil eye is real, right? I mean, I'm not here to scare you by any means because I know that your power of your light is so much more powerful. But we do have to watch out because here's the thing. When jealousy comes onto you, what happens is energetically, especially if you're an empath, right, you begin to take on the form of that reality, right? So if someone is jealous of you being in relationship, jealous of the person that you're with, and they start to send that energy towards you, then what happens is you start becoming jealous of the person you're with. You take on that energy, you see? And so it disrupts. And so what we have to do with you is draw out this jealousy, remove it out of your energetic field. It's penetrating into your back right now, and it looks like maybe 5 or 6 little darts that's onto you. Now, so you're going to remove that, but let's see where it was actually created initially. Before birth, it's past life. Let's see here. We're going back 31 past lives ago is where this experience started happening. So I want you to remove those little darts, remove and clear the jealousy energy, especially if you know who it is. And then infuse your being with light, okay? And we'll go into later how we're going to activate the light within the temple of your own body. And that's very important for empaths to be the embodiment of light so that it's the natural protection for us, you see.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I want to get to some more questions. I want to ask you some questions, but let me ask one more, well, not ask, but let me take another question here from the web. Tina from Hawthorne, Nevada. Tina's asking, what is her biggest block to prosperity and Lakshmi's light?
Yeah, it's not enoughness. It's like I'm not enough, you know. Observing, the self-observance within you, this habit that you have. And it's not enough. You have to watch out for any kind of critical nature that you have. I see a persona. A persona is that aspect that lives within you. It's not you as the higher self, but it's animated by beliefs, right? It lives off of certain beliefs. And when you think that you're not enough and you go into any kind of critical mindset, what happens is you actually reduce your power, you reduce your sense of self and creativity, okay? So make sure that you begin to clear that energy out of your body and being, okay? So with that, I'm seeing also a crossover, a genealogical line, mom side, right? I can't do enough. Let me see how many generations we're looking at. 14. So 14 generations ago on your mom's side, okay? Not enough. I'm not enough is the belief that you're shifting.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is the perfect segue because Lynn from India Atlantic, she's asking if you can lead us through a simple daily practice to invoke Lakshmi energy. But either that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, or take us through, you know, how do we get Lakshmi, you know, to visit with us and to really invoke Lakshmi into our lives daily.
Yes. We actually call out to her, right? We call out to her. We offer her light, do you see? In order to bring her vibrational energy, her specific vibration into our world, we actually offer her this light. So, there's different things that you can do and how you can set up your home to bring Lakshmi in. Of course, for me, one of the things that I love to do is I love to chant to Lakshmi, right? I'm calling on the vibration. Just as I said, my name is Shri Kripa. Shri is the vibration. It's a vibrational frequency. It's a key that, if you will, unlocks the essence of Lakshmi within you. Do you see? Om Shreem Hreem Shreem Kamale Kamalalaye Prasida Prasida Shreem Hreem Shreem Om Shri Mahalakshmi Devye Namaha. So we call out to her We sing to her. We wear red and gold. We dance. Lakshmi is vibration and dance. I don't know if you've ever seen images or seen women from India, right, where they put the little bangles on their anklet. Lakshmi loves the ringing of bells. But at the basic level, we light a candle on our altar. Okay. We remember also that we have to keep our home clean. Lakshmi only comes into a home that is clean. That includes your body and your aura, right? But think about this. It's important to purify our bodies because our bodies are the temples. We purify the shades and the shadows. Lakshmi loves clean. We bring in flowers in the house, reds and golds. Right? Especially that's going to bring and draw the vibration of Lakshmi. Lakshmi is fire. So we have to watch out that if we want to be abundant and we want to have Lakshmi in our life, then we want to make sure that all water is contained, right? Even in the water in the toilet, because water puts out fire. We close the lid of the toilet. I want everyone now to run to their toilet and see, is the toilet lid open? Close it, shut it, right? It doesn't allow Lakshmi to enter in to keep the fire going. We don't want to leave water on our stove because the stove is a place of fire, the fire element, especially, you know, a gas stove, right? So we don't want to, you know, boil water and leave that water sitting on the stove. It puts out the fire, okay? Lakshmi wants you to make sure there's no wasting. She doesn't like wasting. So everything is used in creation, right? Everything. So we have to make sure we're doing the recycling in the name of Lakshmi, right? We're taking her creation in whatever that form is, you know, and we're making sure we break down that box. We recycle that box, right? So also, you know, we can bring in a money tree. There are money trees. We can bring in a money tree and have that living in our home and see it as the vibration of Lakshmi, right? So these are the things that we can do right now, little, you know, tips, ways to bring her into our world, into our environment.
Beautiful, beautiful. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, having the attitudes and the paradigms towards abundance really creates that flow. And you mentioned, you know, non-hoarding, you know, not hoarding, just
exactly
really allowing the flow of energy, the flow of abundance, the flow of prosperity literally to flow through you. And you don't have that desire or feelings of greed or it's mine, like you mentioned earlier on as well.
Yes. What yeah. can you give away? You know, what can mm-hmm. you now give as an offering to, you know, to the person that is less fortunate than you? Make a donation in the name of Lakshmi. Do you see? Everything you do, make it in the name of Lakshmi. I'm letting my friend borrow $100. I'm doing it in the name of Lakshmi. Right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things that I do is that, you know, I've got my favorite nonprofit organization and I literally have it on automatic. It takes $25 out of my bank account every month, autopilot, right? You know, set yourself up so that you are always giving. I mean, that's not all I give, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, because now I've been able to give, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in a year, you know, as part of my Lakshmi offering to the world, right? So when you start out, it's okay, $25, but that's always on autopilot. No matter mm-hmm. what, the vibration is continuously flowing through your body.
Right.
Flowing right. through your bank account is your body. Your home is your body. And so you create your home, your bank account, your physical body as a Lakshmi temple. Do you see? Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing here. Yeah.
Beautiful. That's some of the things that you do for yourself, and thanks for sharing some of those
a tips, so to speak, for others. But what results have you seen maybe in your clients or anyone else who's called upon Goddess Lakshmi? So how have their lives been changed?
In so many ways, right? Mm. Abundance in all forms. I mean, I've seen everything from, you know, people that are insecure, that don't have a level of confidence within themselves. They know they're here for a greater purpose, but how do they believe in themselves? So a huge boost in that level of confidence and a deep feeling of connection to the divine. And not just a connection every once in a while. When you're really in that light of Lakshmi, something happens internally. You know, you feel at any moment that deep connection with the divine, and it can't be lost. Once you taste it, once you tap into it, and once you really commit to bringing the energy in, there's just a courage that allows you to take on new things, especially bringing things to light, right? So projects that you have that you haven't done, you know, things that really the divine has guided you to do, but you kept holding back for someday, right? Someday I'll do that. Someday I'll do that. Lakshmi gives you vitality and energy and drive, right? To keep moving, keep growing, keep expanding, try new things that are fun. What makes you happy, right? And so becoming your true self, becoming your true self, when Lakshmi's there, you feel that you can share your real true self with others. You're not holding back. You're not shying away, but you're also bringing out, you know, your level of truth in a way that is supportive for others. You know, I work with a lot of people, especially in Academy for the Soul, where they don't know their innate gifts. And so a lot of when I bring Lakshmi energy in, what happens is they start to come into a greater sense of observing their intuitive gifts and their intuitive nature and how the divine wants to use them. Of course, we also have money that comes in. I can't tell you how many times, Ian, you know, just recently when I was traveling, and it might be a little thing, but it was so cool to me. One of the things that happened was that I was sitting at the airport, and I've been on this diet recently of really good nurturing foods, and I have this ginger tea, right? This ginger turmeric tea that, you know, that I've been carrying with me everywhere, and I'm in the airport, and I've got my ginger turmeric tea, and I'm thinking, man, it would be so good to, you know, have a tea right now. And as I was sitting there thinking that, I saw a woman that evidently, you know, she was coming because she was carrying 4 cups. I didn't know it was in them. I thought it was coffee. But anyway, she came from the store, and she's carrying these 4 cups. And I see her with her family, and she's handing them out to each one. And suddenly, one of the women gets up. She walks over to me. She hands me this hot water, and she says, my sister got me this tea, but I don't want it. Would you like to have it?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm actually in shock. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. I immediately took out that other tea bag out of it, you know, and I put my ginger turmeric tea bag in there. And there was my tea. Do you see?
Wow.
Things will come to you.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to exert yourself as much as you did before. Things will come to you. Opportunities come to you. New job offers come out of nowhere. Getting paid in advance is a big one. I've had a lot of people getting paid in advance, large sums of money, right? Releasing weight. Mostly pain relief deep in the body when I work with someone. This seems to be something that happens where just the stagnation, the pain and the hurt comes out of the body. But really, even so much as, you know, I was working with a client who was in a toxic relationship, but she kept like being that person where she kept giving herself back over to, you know, and not getting out. So, you know, I've had people actually release and let go of things that no longer serve them. and they get out of things that, you know, contracts that are not supportive to create a new contract in love, feeling strong and radiant and empowered.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, thanks so much for sharing. So in a little while, we're going to go back to the phones. But before we do that, I know a lot of people are wondering, well, how can I work with Crystal? So I'm going to draw everyone's attention right now to the webinar page. If you're on the webinar page, you will see the orange offer button that's below Crystal's photograph. So click that, and you'll be taken to a page that is the Lakshmi Life Illuminating Prosperity Offer. And if you're not on the webinar page and you want to follow along, then you would type in WOTA Summit. That's WOTASummit.com/Crystal. And this is how you spell Crystal. CHRISTEL. CHRISTEL. So it's WOTASummit.com/Crystal. Everything is lowercase and you'll be taken to the page. So, Crystal, you've got an amazing offer here that includes two options. There's a package A option and a package B option. So it also includes the ability to work with you in private. So if you don't mind, take us through your offer.
It's a beautiful page. Thank you for creating it for me and everyone. Thank you. So
that's my man, yeah.
That's your Lakshmi light showing through, right? Yeah, beautiful. You know, I want to just share, this is a very deep level of mastery that we're going to be going through of receiving abundance, right? And I've been recently noticing that folks are, they're not really opening up to these levels of prosperity. It's almost like, oh, I can almost see the possibility. But there's such a brilliance of abundance and beauty and light and prosperity that's available, this goodness of life that I want you to have. And if you're one of those people that, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, you know, I really do want to be in the fullness of myself, to live that absolute beingness, right? You know, there's greater levels of potentiality within you, and I want to serve you to get there. And for me, that Lakshmi vibration was the missing link. It literally is what has had me find my beautiful beloved, right? Driving over 1,000 miles away, and moving within 5 miles from him, right? That kind of thing exists. How did my being know to direct me to move from Southern California to Washington State and live only 5 miles from my beloved and to meet him through a stranger, right? That's Lakshmi. And so what I want to do for you is to support you to come into experiencing that level of prosperity and goodness that you truly desire. It really hurts me when I see that there's a yearning in people, and it's seldom achieved that yearning literally is satisfied, right? So many people tell me, right, that they don't feel worthy, and it stops them, even when they know it, even when they're doing an action. So, you know, there's specific keys that we can look at, and I just want to say a couple of things, Ian. You know, in the session that I'm offering, it's a Lakshmi light activation. And there's certain things that are very important. And you can go to the page and you can start to read and look at what I've included in there. But I want to talk to you a little bit about it because these are some of the major things that we need to address. And one of the things is that most people don't know how to anchor energies inside the body and into the earth to actualize them, right? So it's kind of all up here in the ethers, but it never gets down into reality, right? You're dreaming it, you're visualizing about it, you're doing whatever, but it doesn't come to pass and it doesn't stick and stay in your aura. So maybe something comes in, but then it leaves, you know, shortly after. We need to make sure that you show up and that you're visible. You're not invisible, right? Some of you have had the experience where, you know, things come into your world as a potential opportunity, but then suddenly it goes to the person next to you and not you. Manifesting really is this art of interplay of vibrations anchored into the earth. And you need to learn how to do this. And I'm going to set your container up so that you can do it. But it requires you being able to tap into the higher realms, call forth the energy vibrations of Lakshmi, dance with the vibrations, and then anchor them inside your body as you carry them with you back into this realm, and to plant the seeds in the earth to grow, right? So if you just stay up there in the ethers, you're not going to really achieve it here on the earth to have it real, to have it felt. So one of the things that I've been able to see, and this was because, you know, I worked with a lot of people that were very, very wealthy, okay? I used to live in Los Angeles, and I worked with a lot of people in Hollywood. I worked with producers. I worked with billionaires. So I, as an energetic healer and visionary, could peer in. My clairvoyant ability gives me the opportunity to see the dynamics and how people are wired. And I was shown this magnificent display of the secret of prosperity energy. When I was looking into the billionaires, I could see, if you imagine a body lying on a table, right? The energy comes into the body in a cone shape. And then it flows into this this golden trellis, if you will. Right? And the golden trellis is it's energies that are woven in between, in the center of the body, that anchors the energy of prosperity into the body. And then that energy, like a cone shape, goes down into the earth, right? So as I was working on people, I would start to see this as a pattern, and I didn't quite know what to do with it, right? But as I started letting it teach me and started coming into, you know, being with Lakshmi in 2006, all of a sudden everything came together of how I could actually work with people, activate the energies within them. And an important piece of this is that we have to detach from the desire of that which we think we want. And instead, we have to become it, right? So listen again. Detach from the desire of what it is we want and instead become it. We see inside the energetic field of the masters a certain reticulation and an arrangement that forms that net-like pattern within the person's energetic structure, what I was just talking about. And we can build this net, right, starting with the energy work that we do in the Lakshmi Light Activation Session to connect you with the divine, with the temple that lies within your body and being in the centers. You start to bring the energy of prosperity of Lakshmi and then duplicate that pattern. And you duplicate that pattern in the endoplasmic reticulum within each of our cells. What this means is we literally work with the DNA in your body, and it literally goes into each of the cells. Inside the cells is this net-like structure, right? So what I'm doing is I'm serving you on multiple layers from the body to the ethereal realms, your etheric template in your aura. And I'm literally going to kind of, if you will, activate this net-like structure to have you become that which you're seeking, become the vibrational frequency of that, right? And so that way you are a strong container to hold that. We're also going to go in and we're going to clear this ancient bondage that you have. It's highly known in India that you have, you know, what we know as this overlapping of energy, and it's body memory. And that body memory has to be erased. And when you can go in and you can clear that, the overlapping karmic layers of energy that happen when you come in contact with people, right? You know, when you sleep with someone energetically, you take on 7 years of their karmic life. Yes, just sleeping with them once, energetically there's an enmeshment, and that their energy comes into that net. We've got to clean that out. The overlapping of these energies can cause a physical level of confusion, discomfort, lack of exuberance, lack of involvement with anything. You get tired. You get bound down. So we're clearing that overlapping memory, and we're releasing that so that you can have a new foundation. We call it the foundation of reverberation. It's the foundation of frequency, vibration, vibrational energy. And also what we're going to be doing is we're going to clear the karmic distortion. The mind has you believing that you're abandoned. You're not. So we're going to clear that karmic distortion. We're going to detach you from desperation. Even if you have money, you may not realize that you're desperate to keep it, right? If that gets threatened, what's going to happen? What's your reaction? That's where you start to notice the desperation, when it's about to be taken away. So you're attached to it. And instead of you being attached to it, you want it attached to you. Do you see? So as you become it, you magnetize and you attach it to you. So it stays in your field as a vibration, ever flowing, ever growing. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to be working with the Lakshmi Mandala. And with that, it's the yantra. So everything is geometrically patterned in the universe, right? Everything's geometrically patterned. And there is a Lakshmi yantra that we are literally going to infuse into the body to bring that energy pattern of creation through and into you so that you become that. You literally become you become that living, breathing Lakshmi yantra, you see? So that's what we're doing, is we're bringing you into that place. We're also going to connect you with the divine celestial beings, the Nidhis. And the Nidhis are literally the attractor, wealth attractors. They're like these vibrational guardians that are part of Lakshmi's celestial team. This is real, right? This isn't what I'm making up. This isn't something that I saw. This is from ancient India. The rishis, the oracles, the sages have brought this about, and they've brought it into our world. But now that we know this, we can actually connect you with those vibrational wealth attractors, if you will, these beautiful little vibrational energies of light. Okay, so we're going to make you into this treasure box full of dynamic light, of prosperity, of abundance, of the truth of who you are. Within that, you'll see that we're going to be gathering, a sacred gathering in the Lakshmi Light Temple. Oh my goodness, let me tell you, you're going to be learning in the temple, right? You're going to be in the temple being able to experience the energies of Lakshmi. This is an infusion while we're there, while we're gathering. We're going to be chanting in devotion. But truly, we're going to have you come into a place where you're sensing that glorious energy within your being as you. Okay, so that you can hold it and maintain that energy. We'll be doing one call a month, right? So three opportunities really to be in temple gathering, in this virtual temple. Also, I have some audios for you that are very important for you to connect with. It's very important for you to start to download. So the Star of Lakshmi, these are 8 types of wealth that are going to be cosmically woven into your body being. And also I need to have you kind of what I call priming for prosperity. We've got to get you clear at the cellular level so that abundance can come in, right? So you'll have those audios to work with. You'll have the temple. We'll be able to be on an online group forum so that we're communicating during this time. And we also have the Shakti mantras. Shakti mantras are the actual cosmic seed sound vibrations. So imagine if you were to hold within your body the seeds of cosmic reality that actually invokes divine qualities. And if we sound the vibrations of these seed sounds, we build up and increase our connection with Shakti, with the feminine power of the universe. And when we flow Shakti, we activate Lakshmi. They work hand in hand. So we're building up and building up our reservoir of divine sacred light within our body. Now, chanting has been around for eons and eons and eons of time, like the Lakshmi Yantra, you know, for literally 12,000 years, okay? So we're talking about, you know, when we say ancient, we really are going back to the ancient culture and the ancient ways of being with the divine. So we're going to be opening up and using mantra and vibration. You're going to learn about the different vibrations of the goddesses and what they mean for your life. If you were wanting to write a book, then you would call on a specific vibrational frequency. If you wanted to give, be able to communicate your truth in a better way, it's a specific vibration of energy, just like Lakshmi is for bringing in prosperity and beauty and wealth. We have other vibrations, so I want to introduce you to those, building the light body and giving the sense of power. So we'll learn about sacred invocation, being able to become the embodiment, and we'll create a temple within our own being. So you can look at that. So this is what I'm offering you today. If you do that Lakshmi light activation with me, then I'm going to be able to go very deep and start to shift the energies and move the energies of stagnation out. I'll give you what those are on the call, so we'll be doing it together. But also, again, as you heard, activating that inner networking, the net-like vibrational light waves that are woven inside the interior of your being so that it will last forever. It's not something that will then dim. It actually will only grow in vibration in the light. And then, of course, again, to be able to be in temple with you and to meet to do the Shakti mantras and to educate ourselves on the dynamic energies that are available to us. So that's what I'm offering today. And you know, I hope that you'll join me in this. If you have loved the vibration of Lakshmi that has just been brought onto the call and you can feel the energy, then I know that you're just going to be immersed in that even more and come to a place of blossoming open, letting yourself become the lighthouse, not dimming your light anymore, being the vibrant lighthouse and anchoring that energy into the world, so that you're actualizing the manifestation of what it is that you've been compelled by the divine to create.
Wow, so beautiful. Such an amazing, amazing offer. Yeah, and I can see some of you already have reached out to work privately with Crystal because it's an incredible experience. Wow, it's going to be a deep, powerful activation, just really activating that crystalline structure within mm-hmm. you so you become that which you seek. So beautiful offer from Crystal. Thank you so much. There's two options, everyone. If you're not looking at the page, there's the one option where you can work privately with Crystal. And then, of course, you get the Lakshmi Light Temple program. And then in addition to that, all the sacred heart Shakti mantras, also that program. So that's the one option. And the other option is if you decide not to work with Crystal for whatever reason, then you would still get the Lakshmi Light Temple program and the Sacred Heart Shakti Mantras program. So you certainly get a piece of her, so to speak. We won't, no energetic attachments, but go ahead.
Oh, I wanted to remind everyone remind you, I should say, and tell everyone. Also, there's a special Lakshmi Yantra invocation and puja that I'm going to do for the first 44 people that sign up today. Okay? So I want to make sure that if you feel this energy, this is going to be very powerful. It's a very deep experience. You don't have to be obviously available at the time that I'm doing this, Pooja, but I need to have your name, okay? So if you are ready and if you really want to experience the depth of this light within your being and draw Lakshmi into your physicality, right, the experience of your life, and you feel like you're wanting to clear and release on an energetic level something that has been hidden, you know it's there but you can't find it, this Lakshmi Yantra Puja is going to literally...
Okay, I'm not sure if I'm the only one who can't hear Crystal right now. So I'm just going to see if she's still around. So I'm not sure if I'm the only one who can't hear Crystal. If you can't hear Crystal, just go ahead and put a comment in the question box and just say, can't hear or something, so I know that it's not just me. Let me just see if I can get hold of Crystal quickly and let her know that... We can't hear her. Sorry about that. So we'll just go ahead and see if she comes back, because we've got some more things I want to do. Oh, yeah, she's gone. Okay. Okay, so let me just bring her back. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to go ahead and we're going to do some more readings. And let's just wait for her to dial right back in.
Okay.
Shouldn't be long.
Here
there
I
you
am.
Go. There you go. Okay.
Did you guys hear
back.
That? Yeah.
No, we didn't. What we heard was the first 44 people are going to be included in a special Lakshmi Yantra Puja, but you're probably gone for about a minute.
Okay. So did you hear when I was explaining what that is?
Just the first part of it.
Okay, so basically what we're looking at, if there's anything that's hidden, anything in your energetic field that you kind of feel like, oh my goodness, there's something there that's kind of lurking in my energy field and I can't find it, but it's in the way of my prosperity. When I do the Lakshmi Yantra Puja, it's going to dispel the disharmonious energy. It's going to literally have you coming into a place of your whole energetic field being cleansed, all right? And you don't have to be present for that when I do it. But, you know, it doesn't matter which package you buy, you see, you're going to be included in that. So either that what do we have in that, package A or package B or one or two?
It's package A and B, yep.
Okay, so package A or package B. All right, so if you want to be in on that, it's a beautiful fire ritual that I'm going to be doing to Goddess Lakshmi, and I'm going to need your name, okay? So that's going to cleanse the deeper layers of your energetic field.
Beautiful, thank you. So that's an offering that we'll make sure we highlight when we remind everyone of this. So everyone gets to take part, the first 44 people, get to take part in that amazing Lakshmi Yantra Puja that Crystal has just told you about. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, since the Lakshmi Light Temple is one of the programs, Crystal, can you tell us a little bit more about what really is the Temple of Lakshmi?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, when we're looking deep inside of our bodies, there's an energetic space, literally like if you imagine a field in there, an open field. And when we tap into that, Lakshmi supports us coming into the deep knowing of our purpose. What is your true purpose? And it draws in the great wisdom of the divine. So the temple, we go in, we activate the all-knowing infinite intelligence and the wisdom. Do you see? So inside of you is this temple of cosmic light. It resides inside your body. And there's what we call these seed jewels, right? So this is not me making this up. Again, this is ancient wisdom. The seed jewels of your soul's purpose live in this field of living light. And that exists in the womb, not the physical womb, in the hara, right? In the spiritual womb, and right in those intuitive gates, in that space, we hold our unique soul's jewels. So our soul purpose jewels are many in number, right? They can take many forms. So when we work with Lakshmi, we're really saying, going into that temple, we're activating the energy that we don't want to have that temple guarded in any way. So by trauma or defense mechanisms or protective mechanisms or beliefs, we've got to take down the guards. You see, but there's something else about you. I know that you know that. And that as you drop the guards, you're going to move into this cosmic channel. You become this cosmic channel within. And the seed sounds get you, the mantras get you into the healing, into the vibrations. You don't have to even say them, even if you just listen to them. But we want to get into the temple, open it, by removing the guards that are there and activate that so that you're on a path of illumination, illuminating the inner field of wisdom within you, leading you to that deepest place of self-love and all that you could know as your gifts of wisdom to the world.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. All right. Let's go to the phones again, shall we? I'd like to get back to some more people. So, all right, so firstly, we have Reno, Nevada. Reno, Nevada, 2371, you're on live.
Hi, this is Kathleen.
Hello.
Hi, Kathleen, welcome.
Okay, you want me to take a look?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay, so let me just go in, Kathleen. So what I'm looking at inside of you is that there's actually a sense of sorrow, almost like a feeling of sadness that's deep or grief underlying. It's a feeling of being lost, right? And so we have to watch out for that because this whole feeling of being lost, it's not real. It's not true. But remember, we're all yearning to come into that place where we absolutely know the divine and know the love of Divine Mother and Father. So going back, we're looking at a genealogical line on your mom's side where that feeling of loneliness and loss and sadness is coming up. And we're going to, let's see here, 17 generations back. Okay? So you've got to heal that up and then come into a place where you really know and believe, wow, I am loved up. I am not alone, right? I'm not lost. I'm guided. I'm guided into my true self, into my true being.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Much love. Beautiful. All right, let's go to, we already took Tina on the web, so let's go to San Rafael, California. Leslie, maybe. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're welcome.
Well, thank you. What would be my biggest block to being in service?
Yeah. Let's just check to see here. Okay, so here's what's happening is there's been a deep heartbreak, right? And we have to watch out because that center in the heart, oh, it's so tender. And again, that's where we're really starting to feel our sense of worthiness. But for you, this heartbreak has had you feeling wronged, feeling betrayed. And so there's a level of victimization that's still in there. Okay, let's see when this was first created, before birth. Yes, so let's see. Past life or genial? Okay, so past life. All right, so we're going to 23 past lives ago. 23 past lives ago.
Yes.
Yeah. So we want to heal the heart. That's your focus right now. Healing that heart is going to open your heart to be able to receive Lakshmi light, to know your value as love.
beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Leslie.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Much
Thank
love.
You.
Bye now.
You're welcome.
All right. So a couple of questions on the web here, Crystal. Let's switch back there. This is Emily Rose from Mount Victoria. She'd love to know her number one block. She's had lack for a long, long time in her life.
Well, what I'm immediately taken to is a past life where there was actually torment and pain, right? And so when we feel that sense of being torn apart, I mean, it's a deep wound that I'm seeing that actually runs from the heart down to the sacral chakra, okay? So let's see how many past lives we're looking at. So it goes back to 74 past lives ago. Okay, so for you, I need you to bring in the angels, the angelic realm. When you go back and do timeline, start to heal up that deeper level of torment and pain. And let's have you really just kind of come from that place of being so vulnerable that you're afraid to be vulnerable, right? It's like you were so exposed and hurt that you were, that you're afraid to step into your own power, right? So you're reclaiming your own life force.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay, so this is Rayn, R-A-Y-N, from Columbia, South Carolina. Hi, Crystal. Could you please tell me what my number one block to prosperity and Lakshmi light is?
Yeah, so we're going into shame. There's shame that's sitting in the back sacral chakra. And what the strange thing is it's not shame that's geared towards you. It's shame as if you should be ashamed of yourself if you have it and they don't. Okay? So we have to watch out for this because truthfully, you know, when you're in that level and that flow of light, then you can now shine that light and share that light with others, right? Isn't that the truth? Bringing more light in and through my life and into my being has allowed me to reach hundreds of thousands of people with the light, with the information, and that light takes on a life of its own, right? I don't know. I've put out things, videos, audios, people share them, give them, you know what I'm saying? It's like I never know if someone that I've trained or taught in life to overcome things isn't sharing it with others. It does. It keeps going. It has a life of its own. You can't be ashamed. The divine wants to bring information, energy, and prosperity to you so that you can step up and really be a leader to serve others. Okay? Mm-hmm. So let's see where that shame started from. In the womb. Okay? And let's just see here. Mothers or fathers. So it's fathers. And we're looking at 5 weeks when you were inside the womb. So that's where you've got to go. Clear that shame.
Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, because you spoke about the Temple of Lakshmi just before we went to questions again, and I wanted to ask you how to really light up and illuminate that inner temple, and also just ask you again, in the, so part two of the question would be, in the activation that you do with people, do you help them activate that, and illuminate their inner temple?
That's exactly what we do. That's exactly
okay,
what
okay.
we do. And we illuminate the inner temple first by taking the walls down, the blocks down to the seed jewel, to the entrance, if you will, of the temple. Because the walls block the seed jewels from being discovered by you. And so as we take that down, you become an absolute radiant, worthy being in your own eyes, right? So it's very important for you to know it for yourself. And so, you know, we're very closed off as people. We really are. We're closed off to our innate sense of radiance. We hold back. We're afraid of getting hurt. You know, we're afraid of speaking our truth. All these things are blocking light. The light of truth, the light of wisdom, the light of the soul that radiates from our eyes. You know, in this day and age, we don't even look at people in the eyes, right? Walking down the street, turn our head, right? We're in fear. So we've got to remove that, the inner walls that are closing us off, and we're missing the light of divinity moving through our bodies. And then what we do is we activate the radiance within our body, activating that light of energy. And so then what happens is that you're going to just be able to flow source, creative, passionate light, source energy through your body, feeling yourself as prosperous, becoming prosperity.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And
so, you know, when that illuminates, you know, what is the net effect? What does that do for us?
Well, for one, it makes us absolutely radiant, and it increases our vibration to become not only, magnetic, but it supports each action, and we create what we call merit in the universe, right? So when we look at merit, you know, that's kind of like saying we have good karma or good luck. If you don't believe in karma, it's good luck, right? It's grace light. So as we illuminate the temple, we become a vibrational channel for Lakshmi. She utilizes us to serve others. And all beings in the universes serve you.
Beautiful. Wow. Yeah, I can just feel the vibration just coming right through. So how do we keep this going, Crystal? How do we keep that flame going? How do we keep the light burning?
Yes. So as we get the light of Lakshmi to enter into our being and illuminate, we want to have a practice. You see, we want to, through singing and dancing and talking to Lakshmi, talking to creation. Now, I know you, Ian, you love being in nature, and you do this. Like, you see a little tiny bud, come out, and suddenly you're like stopping on the path and you're looking at it, right? And you're talking to it. Hi. You know, like, that's acknowledging Lakshmi. It's pure creation right before your eyes. We can offer ourselves as gifts, or offer gifts to the divine when we're cooking. Right? We can be chanting to Lakshmi, and we can say, okay, I'm literally infusing this food with Lakshmi light, right? And we can create goodwill when we're working with people in the world. You know, you stop and you say, wait a second, do I want to slam them with my anger, my frustration? Do I want to call out their ignorance in this moment, their mistakes? Or can I come into a place of love and compassion in this moment? And that's offering goodwill, do you see? In that moment where you overlook, you know, everyone makes mistakes. Do you have to always point it out? Can you be in your heart and say, you know, instead of projecting that this person is ignorant, I'm going to project onto them that they live as their higher self. What is their potential? And in that moment, you shift to the state of oneness, unity, consciousness, and you observe that beautiful, radiant being that is their absolute supreme being self. And when you look at them with those eyes, guess what? They become that. They become it. So you also can be in selfless service. As you find, you know, in your life, what do you want to do? Feed the homeless? Do you want to create a program or a package that educates people, that helps them move out of, you know, density to the light? That's an offering. And we have to be of selfless service where we don't gain anything from it, let's say, right? We are just doing it. When you do the dishes, you know, do you often think, man, I'm stuck doing the dishes and no one's going to even appreciate this or acknowledge it? You know, they're over there watching TV and I'm stuck doing the dishes. Instead, shift that attitude and say, I'm doing these dishes for Lakshmi. Lakshmi, come in, make me happy as I do these dishes. You know, as I clean the dishes, all of the density of my body, as I clean the food off the dishes, the density of my body gets cleaned from my aura. Give things an assignment, right? I do this action, but it really means that action. The universe loves that. And so you're creating that merit, and you're allowing for your bank account, if you will, of prosperity to increase so that you have a beautiful reservoir of dynamic light. Anytime you're in a down cycle, boom, call on the light. Call on your reservoir. Go into your bank account and let that energy come in and support you and help you get out of that dormancy cycle or stage.
Mm. Oh, thanks for that. Well, Crystal, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show and sharing what you've shared, just bringing your light and your energy to the community. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, thank you all so much. And I so wish for all of you to dance in this experience of the light of Lakshmi, to feel the splendor and the opulence and the luxury of your own light, the unique being that is you. And I just want to send out a beautiful Lakshmi blessing from my heart to all of yours. So much love and grace coming through me, sprinkling it upon you, sprinkling it through the grid. And just knowing that all beings in all of the universes are being blessed right now as Lakshmi is just sending her dynamic light straight to your heart. So much love to all of you. And Ian, again, thank you so much for creating this magnificent platform and opportunity for us to share in this light of wisdom and truth as it comes through. Doing such a great job. Yeah.
Thank you. Beautiful. And I don't know if you have any time to pop over to the Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series at all for any additional readings. But if you do,
the Facebook
I'm sure this,
page?
Yeah.
The Facebook group. Okay. Sure, I'll do that.
Okay. So, everyone, that's a wonderful offering that Crystal's going to be making. And there were so many of you who we couldn't get to personally. So if you'd like the opportunity to have Crystal identify your block, go to the Facebook group, Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series, and Crystal will probably be able to be there, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes or so, and be of additional service to you. So thank you so much. Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. Wait for Crystal to post, and you can ask your question. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being here and listening and shining your light and being of amazing service to the world. We hope and pray that we've provided some form of richness to your life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone, for being here. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Son, all the ancient ones for bringing us together. Divine, beautiful beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you all. Much love to you all. Take care. Bye now.